Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Eric Love with his book, Physician, Heal Thyself. Dr. Love has written a book about true spiritual medicine, including the physical and emotional components, and I guess a view into spiritual medicine based on ancient and more recent spiritual text as well as ideas. His book is one that I really enjoyed reading because I studied these materials back in the 1990s when I first had my awakening. I took 5 months off from being a plastic surgeon to do spiritual work and developed the spiritual sight and hearing that he is talking about. It's so important, and it really is. If you do not work on yourself and take the time out, even sometimes, like in my case, where you don't do anything else, you just simply work on yourself and work with other group. I worked with a clairvoyant group of 7 of us. We were all working on the same thing, meditation group, and develop these abilities to access information outside of the third dimension that will help you heal and help you release things that no longer serve you and do the work that we came to do. I mean, that's why we're here, and do it consciously rather than unconsciously. You've really missed the point of the human existence. So, and I'm going to look forward to talking with Dr. Love about the energies coming in next week. They should begin next week. And what that means for the accelerated healing that we may be going through. Dr. Love, thank you very much for joining us. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in studying vibrational medicine.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a homeopath about 40 years, and my specialty is the Bach flower remedies and healing the emotional component, working both on the emotional and the spiritual component, because they say body, mind, and spirit, then they all just forget the mind, which is the emotional, and they forget the spirit, which is your contact with your own soul in the higher, as you said, the higher spiritual energies. I've been director of the International Association of Homeopathy for about 15 years now, and we give a certified herbalist, certified homeopath, homeopathic certification and treatment of animals, and certified nutrition consultant to students who want to learn healing. And I've worked with over 100,000 people, and I literally have the oldest classes in the world in the Bach remedies 40 years. I've been very honored to be able to do that and work with people, help people to work on the spiritual level. A lot of people don't want to do it because it means that you have to learn about yourself. But, you know, the future is the self. Because right now, the present is two things, sex and money. The future is about the self, about unfolding the gateways of higher spiritual knowledge, which we call enlightenment, and about resolving the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap and the patterns and the issues and the things that we can.
Well, I apologize for our technical difficulty. Dr. Love, would you like to continue where we broke off?
Thank you. Sorry about that. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I've been very honored to be able to work with the emotional component and work with people to help them to heal their emotional and also to heal their physical disease now for about 40 years. And I've developed a system using the Bach flowers and using diet and a few other things for healing. And I teach that in my school, International Association of Homeopathy. I have a PhD in religion, and I approach all the healing from the spiritual downward.
So do you want to give a question? Yes, it does. Thank you. Would you like to give the listeners who may not be familiar with the Bach flower remedies, since this is probably the core basis of your work, a little bit of information about how those came about and what they are and what they're used for?
Dr. Bach was a world-famous physician and homeopathic physician in England in the 1920s. And he was led spiritually into the field to discover certain flowers, which he made as tinctures. And he took them back and treated his patients, and his patients' diseases healed with these flowers that had never been used before. And he came up with a system, and he died in 1936. He came up with a system that heals disease, and it heals emotional pain. And there's 38 remedies. And you can buy them in most health food stores throughout the United States, and each remedy treats a different emotional state. There's remedies for fear and anxiety and depression, remedies for things like being too dominating or letting people dominate and control you. There's remedies for grief and hurt. There's remedies that cover the complete spectrum of human emotions. By treating emotions, then you get the healing. And Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist who studies with me, says that the action of the remedies is to stimulate and catalog you to go ahead and work through certain issues. So if you, say, have a lot of grief or you have a lot of depression or whatnot, and you take the appropriate remedies, spirit or the higher power, God, will actually show you through the remedy how to work through the grief and the sorrow and how to bring about the healing that you need in your heart. It's very advanced technology. And it works really good. I've never seen anything that works as well.
Yeah, I agree. I think that especially for patients who are having a persistent, almost a character problem, you know, somebody who's angry all the time or impatient all the time or has too much grief or fear, the remedies work really, really well.
Let me tell you a story about those four things. The meanest kid that I've ever met in my life, it was back in the 80s, and his mother and I treated him for 8 months. At the end of 8 months, he no longer had any anger in him at all. Now, that's quite amazing.
That is.
There was a young woman who was going, she ran a health food store, and she told me it was at the beginning of the summer, and she says she was crying, and she says, "I'm going on psychiatric drugs. I have so much fear. I have so much anxiety, much depression." I said, no, let's try these Bach remedies. So I put her on the Bach, came back next month, and I said, "So did the remedies work?" She said, "No, I don't think they did." And I said, "Well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any fear?" She said, "No." I said, "Do you have any anxiety?" She said, "No, I don't have any anxiety. Do you have any depression?" "No." I said, and she said, "My God, it must have worked." I said, "Yeah, you were crying to me, telling me how much of those things that you had." I was very honored to be able to speak at the medical school, the naturopathic medical school. I was invited 3 years in a row to speak there. Mm-hmm. And one of my students got up and introduced me. And she said, "I've been working with Dr. Love, taking his course for a year." She says, "I have no fear," which is a big thing in the medical school because everybody's scared of examinations. They have test anxiety. She said, "I have absolutely no test anxiety." She said, "I'm no longer a workaholic," which she was a terrible workaholic when we first started work. She said, that's completely healed. She said, I no longer have any despair or depression, and my relationship with my boyfriend has resolved, and I don't have any anger anymore. And she stood up in confidence. She says, I have a lot of confidence. She stood up there and told him this, and everybody was just about fell out of their seat. And I got up and said, you know, that's the best introduction that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, really? Well, you know, basically, I think we need to talk about the system that our listeners may not be aware of. You call it the shadow side, the dark side, the things that are suppressed that we do not know about that come up at inappropriate times and cause problems in our lives. These are energies from the past, and they can be past life, they can be current life, but these are the energies that that need to be brought up and released rather than suppressed.
Exactly. And any of the great spiritual masters and teachers of any time will always tell you that all physical disease and all emotional suffering is from karma from past lives. But when you go to read that so that you can treat it and heal it, you have to look at what's called your shadow side. And the shadow side is made up of the way that I teach it is made up of basically two things. One is your character defects, which would be having a lot of anger, having a lot of fear, having a lot of lack of self-esteem, loner, being dominating, having guilt, different things like that, depression. Those are character defects. They actually use that word in Alcoholics Anonymous when they had to work on your resentment. They call it a character defect. The Bach works directly on that because there's remedies directly for that. The second act, so in other words, when you're feeling you're like worried about the future and worried about money and stuff like that and your fear, that's the your shadow side as pertains to your, as can be read through the character defects. I hope that's clear. Then the other aspect is the traumas from the past. Traumas from the past, because normally in our society, when something upsetting happens, we're supposed to bury it and move on. A woman who say her child dies, they just say, we'll get back to work, and they're happy if she's working two jobs so that she forgets about it. But you mention it 10 years later, and tears come up because she hasn't resolved it. And what happens is there was a guy, I went into a store and paid my money, and he had writing all over his arm, and I asked to see it, and it was tattoos, God bless a soldier in time of war. And we got to talking. He was in Iraq. He saw horrible things, and he told me he wakes up every night sweating so and shaking, and I gave about 2 years, 3 years. And so I gave him Star Bethan, which is a remedy for grief and loss and sorrow, and some other remedies. Came back a month later, and he said he was no longer waking up sweating and shaking, and he said that his pain was over 50% gone. So this is the shadow. The shadow is basically those bad feelings that you have inside. The hurt, as a listener, if you just sit for a minute and feel inside yourself, feel inside your heart, feel the pain that's in there. That pain is the dark side. It's your baggage. That's what I show how to heal. By healing that, then you can be happy and free. By healing that, you can be free of your disease. Because the secret, and when I told the kids at the naturopathic college, I said, you guys are paying $150,000 to go through medical school, but there's no professor, no one is teaching you how to heal the emotional component. And when the patient came, they're talking about how they're worried about this and that, worry about money, and they're depressed, they got anxiety, whatever. And you don't have any way to heal that. By learning to use the flower remedies, and that's what I teach in my program, you learn how to take care of the people around you and treat yourself so that you can heal the pain that you carry inside of you, the hurt that you carry from the past. And much of the hurt, you don't even know where it comes from. Our society is so hell-bent on suppressing all emotions. It's not politically correct to come. If you're depressed, it's not politically correct to come in. Okay? Leave your bad feelings at home. This is a workplace. It's not correct to tell people what you feel. It's not correct to feel your pain.
But unless you feel the pain that you have and seek to process it and work on it, as Dr. Kolb said, and she took the 7 months to work and process at that period on her pain, unless you take the time to actually do that, you're not going to clear that. And that, the greatest causes of disease. In fact, Dr. Bach teaches, and this is a secret, that in this age, our soul, or God, has chosen to give us physical disease as a way of as a wake-up call that there's something inside of us that we need to resolve. It could be that we're too mean. It could be that we let people be mean to us. It could be we don't have boundaries. It could be guilt, fear, all the different kind of things we've been talking about. And it could be traumas from the past. Were you sexually abused as a child and then you walked away and forgot about it? Were you in the war? Did you have to go to Vietnam? And by the way, if you go to the Vietnam Memorial, you'll see the names of men and women who were killed in Vietnam, 56,000 names. What they don't tell you is the kids that come back from Vietnam, 58,000 committed suicide.
Yeah.
If you look at the kids come back from Iraq and Afghanistan, more kids commit suicide than actually here in the United States from meds than actually died in the war fighting. That's all because they carry a heavy shadow. They carry a heavy dark side of unresolved grief. And the grief is actually easy to resolve. You use the Star of Bethlehem. Star of Bethlehem is the remedy to heal grief, and you just keep using it until it's resolved. I've done it to many people. A woman telling me for the first time in her life, she is waking up happy. And she was with a man who was abusive to her, abused her daughter. Very horrible story, abuse as a child. And I gave her Star of Bethlehem. She said, first time in her life, she's waking up happy. I could tell you story after story with the star. But that's example of the shadow side. And that's example of healing. Because the Bach, say, even with Star of Bethlehem, the Bach triggers you to go into the, what I call the inner self, which is illegal in the United States. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to run, your 18-year-old kids, they're supposed to run out, go to college, make money, have a girlfriend, and then, of course, sex and money. And you're not supposed to go inside, because if you go inside and resolve the stuff, what happens? You become empowered. And when you become empowered and you get healed and you're strong and you don't have all this dark energy nipping at your heels, you can't be controlled by whoever the controllers and the handlers are that think that they need to control and handle you. So that's just a little bit about the shadow side.
Yeah, the a lot of people say they don't feel grief or they don't feel anger, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist below the surface.
Oh, you got it.
And you know, you can kind of tell.
Go ahead.
Oh, you can kind of tell if a movie will make you cry, you know, or stir you up emotionally. It's stirring the deeper areas.
Yes. Back in the 1800s, the black folks, they said the black slaves do not teach them to read. So there were no black slaves that were taught to read. They said don't, because they get too uppity. They get empowered. Mm-hmm. So none of the black slaves could read. None of the women got to go to college.
Right.
Do not let the woman develop her intellectual side. The holy terror of the 1800s would be someone like Dr. Kolb having you walk in around. You'd freak the men out because you're yourself and you're empowered. Nowadays, the problem is that none of us are allowed to feel our emotions. We're not allowed to feel. I have a poem about this. If I can read it at the end, I wrote it a couple days ago about feeling. We're not allowed to feel. So what happens is we suppress all our emotions, we suppress our baggage, and we suppress the issues that God wants us to work through. And then Spirit sends us physical disease as a wake-up call. But because we're materialistic and because we're taught by the brainwashing on the TV that everything's got to be all high-tech, you got to take poisonous drugs, and that's the only way to cure. Nature doesn't heal. Because we've been misled, then everybody suppresses their feelings and goes along. And what happens is you go into any of these churches and all the women are on psychiatric drugs. You step out in the street, everybody's on psychiatric drugs. I think over half the military is on psychiatric drugs.
Yeah, there was a Time magazine cover story on Prozac in the war, Iraq and Afghanistan. You know, it's
really?
Very interesting.
So it's saying
well,
that.
Yeah, I feel that so there's a rash of depression and anxiety. I mean, just a real high level of depression and anxiety in the population. And if they don't deal with it, if they use alcohol or drugs to suppress it, if they use Prozac or other antidepressants to kind of dumb it down, or Xanax, which is very addictive, then it doesn't come up and they don't deal with it. And then we can talk a little bit about what happens when you have unresolved anger and fear, that it actually manifests as physical disease.
It's so big. Emotional component is always there. And it's so big that a lot of times you can just give the remedies and the physical disease will vaporize.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do use diet for healing the physical, but the emotional component is totally not addressed. Our culture has a big taboo on it. It's totally not addressed, so it turns into physical disease. I went to a sale and last year, and this woman, she just started telling me how depressed she was, and the doctor had given her more and more and more drugs, and she said that she was just, she said that she passed out and fell down and almost, and hit her head and almost died. She said, I'm off all these drugs. And I said, well, then you should be on the Bach remedies to process. And I went in and sat down with her, and she had come in and seen her husband having sex with a woman next door.
Mm-hmm.
And it broke her, destroyed her, and she went down, down, down. And so I gave her Star. I gave her a bunch of other remedies.
Mm-hmm.
A month later, she told me she was no longer depressed. I mean, she moved, processed it very quickly. I think we treated for 2 months, but a month later, she told me she was no longer depressed. Her psychiatrist said, "How come you're feeling so good? How come you're feeling so good and you're not on these psychiatric drugs?" And she decided she worked it through. You know, our business, we don't have time to go and take time to be alone and work these things through. So it's better to stimulate it using the remedies, and then you can spend your alone time processing and in prayer and journaling or whatever that you do, the remedies stimulate you to do, to go and process this stuff through so that you can get it out of the physical disease and get it up into the emotional and process it for what it really is, which is unresolved baggage.
Right. And things happen in life to trigger these release of energies that are hidden. A lot of the people that you meet, especially if when you meet them, you get a real strong emotional reaction of fear or anger or, you know, something very odd because you just met them. That's a sign that you have to allow this energy to come up and out. It's almost like there's triggers in the environment that are set there for you in order for you to release the energy that's no longer serving you.
Exactly. The triggers, as you just said, Dr. Kolb, you want to allow the pain, the confusion, the hurt to come to the surface, and then you want to process it and work it through. And the triggers come from the old traumas that Spirit wants you to work this through and work that through, and you don't want to dampen that with drugs and alcohol, psychiatric drugs, whatever. You want to let it out, see what it is, and then process it through. There is a way to heal the emotional. You can heal the emotional. I've done it. My students do it. You've done it. It's easy to do it, but you have to learn it. It's like learning the women in the 1800s. I would say there is a way you can become an intellectual person. You can go to college, can learn to become professional. I would say that to the women in the 1800s. Now I would say to the women and the men, you can learn to feel and to process the emotional component, to face the triggers, to face the issues that come up, instead of trying to keep them buried all the time, which is what everybody wants to do.
Yeah, and people may have noticed, I mean, especially what happened late this week with the shootings. There was a shooting in Connecticut in an elementary school, and there was also they don't have guns in China for the regular public, but there was a stabbing thing in elementary school in China. 22 kids were stabbed. You know, we have an awful lot of things happening right now, and I think next week's going to be just as intense.
Yes.
What I see is that energies coming in are stirring up a lot of the dark side and the shadow side, and people are a lot more irritable, a lot more unpredictable, and dealing with a lot more of the unseen than they were, say, a couple of years ago. So you want to comment about that? Because I think people need to be aware of that and also not engage people that are acting a little strange. You know, don't confront them or argue with them or get in their way. You know, you need to just back away and kind of let them pass out of your field rather than really get angry at them or anything.
Well, yeah, and that's my policy. What I've learned through experience is not to argue, not to fight, not to confront, but to be really sweet and kind and loving. And that's what God is God is love. The best I've heard about describing what's going on, I have students who are devotees of a spiritual teacher in India by the name of Kalashwar. And while I've never met the man, he said one thing that just blew me away. He said that we're moving from the age of darkness into the age of enlightenment. But he said 2/3 of the population of the world will die. But if 3/4, but if God intervenes, it will be 2/3. So what's happening is people are getting, they're about to explode inside. They're not able to deal with the pressure of confronting the dark energy, which is being stimulated by the center of the galaxy. Apparently it has a gravitational field that stimulates our dark side to come to the surface, and people are not they're not dealing with it. So it just begins to build and build and build. And people are dying already left and right. Everybody knows people.
And young people are dying.
Cancer,
it's not just older people. Younger people are dying. One of my technicians works at LifeLink, which is the processes tissue for tissue banks. And she says all in the last 2 weeks, a whole bunch of people, you know, in their 20s and 30s, no real known cause of death. It's very interesting. And I had for a while, they asked me to eat dinner with the masters that were coming to Atlanta. There would be different masters from all over the world. And I guess because I could, you know, talk to them, I met many masters. And I would always ask them the same question. I would say, how many will not make it through this shift? And it was always between 2/5 and 2/3. So that's a confirmation
of
what that guy said. No, No, and that was, you know, the masters have always known. Like Yogi Bhajan, he said in this time frame.
I used to treat him.
Yeah, and he needed I love Yogi Bhajan.
He and I were friends, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he would say, and I paid a lot of attention to what Yogi Bhajan said for some reason. Maybe I had a relationship with him in a previous life. But he said that during this time, the majority of medical issues would be neurological and psychological or psychiatric. And this is what we're seeing. I mean, he was a very, very astute observer of what would happen when these energies came in. I think it's fascinating that he was able to give so much information about it.
Yeah, so, and I agree with that, because neurological and psychological means that you're not able to handle the bubbling, festering energies on the inner self. And nobody forgets that Mohammed, before he began his ministry, it was in Saudi Arabia, he went into a cave for seven years. He was totally alone.
7 years, isn't that amazing?
7 years, yeah. When St. Paul had his conversion, He went to the desert and was totally alone for 3 years before he came up and started the Christian church. And Jesus, before he went into Jerusalem, went into the desert 40 days and 40 nights and was totally alone.
But before that, Jesus went to the mystery schools in Egypt and in India and in Ireland. Yeah. My friend Trish McKinnon wrote a book on that that's published by Hampton Roads. I mean, people don't realize that all of the, you know, the spiritual masters and the prophets have had a great deal of work on themselves, usually alone, almost always alone, and also help from other, you know, entities, be they in the third dimension or beyond the third dimension, guiding their path. So there is a path, and Jesus said, "I am the way." Well, what he meant is, you know, look at what I did and do similar. You know, that's the I am the way.
And that God is the way, because he always pointed to God. So what's now is being called on stop all this outward materialism and go unto the inner self and to look at what our soul or what is trying to get us to learn. And engage in there and learn the lessons that the higher power is trying to teach us on the inside. Then we won't have the disease. I'm 66. I have no physical disease. Happy. I'm whole. I'm one of the only persons that will tell you that they're really happy. And I don't have reason. I don't have a lot of problems. Because I'm busy engaging and working on stuff.
Yeah.
I'm teaching students how to do. And
one of the effects this energy is having also is not just an emotional detox, but also a physical detox of chemicals and you know, pesticides and heavy metals, arsenic, that kind of thing. So not only is some of our, you know, our food supply is not as clean as it needs to be, there's arsenic in some of the chicken because of the chicken feed coming from China. There's heavy metals still available for ingestion if you're not careful. So one of the things I want to tell people is that there is this energy is also detoxing you. In other words, mercury levels that were deep in your tissue are coming out and might cause sudden high blood pressure. Think about doing a mercury detox, getting your fillings out. You know, our clinic here is really kind of an expert in that sort of detoxification of the physical elements, be they hydrophobic or hydrophilic chemicals. But right now, attention to physical detoxification as well as emotional detoxification would be one of the best things you can do.
I agree, and that's wonderful that you do that in your clinic. I do that with my students through diet. We do detox. What happens is everybody's just so toxic, and the toxic energies that we carry inside of us load us down and make us crazy, make us feel out of balance. We can't be in harmony with the energies of the world or the energies of the cosmos. The energies of the cosmos are really coming in. We're moving to a higher level. An age of enlightenment, and we're locked in, be it through bad relationships, abuse from the childhood, and yelled at a lot as a child, or from physical toxins. If we're locked in to a lower vibration, we're going to be in pain, we're going to suffer, we're going to have disease. So I definitely agree with that.
And during this time also, I want to advise people to meditate more often or do other spiritual practices, whatever you're comfortable with, and also sleep more. This is a time where you need to sleep a lot. I've got a partner, another plastic surgeon, who doesn't sleep much, and he said to me yesterday, he says, "I don't understand it. I'm sleeping so long and so hard, and I don't wake up anymore. I just sleep on through," and I go, "Yeah, isn't it great?" But yeah, people are changing their sleep patterns, and what you need to do is let them change. You know, don't just keep setting the alarm and getting up. just go ahead and sleep in. If you need to sleep 10 hours a day, sleep 10 hours a day, because a really incredible process is happening in your body to accept these new energies. And this requires a lot of magnesium. It requires a lot of sleep, and it requires you to be quiet and allow this work to happen. So
right. And
that's what we're telling people.
I've started sleeping at 8 o'clock. I was in bed at 8 last night. Just so good. What's happening in America is you can't find an American anywhere that isn't totally exhausted. They're working three jobs at 12 or 2 in the morning. Even if you go to bed at 11 or 10, quite often it's not enough. So I definitely agree with you with the sleep, because it's part of the healing process. Meditation or the spiritual practice, absolutely. I meditate from 2 to 4, sometimes 5 hours a day through the middle of the night myself, which I've done since 1968, and I'm very, very honored to be able to have met a spiritual master taught me, did me that. But I don't think people need to say meditate. You just need to do some kind of spiritual practice. There needs to be something that you can be still and contact your soul or God within.
Yeah, you can listen to, you know, you can listen to quiet music, you know, more of a, you know, quiet somewhere where you just kind of zone out. That's fine, too.
Right.
But you need to allow time for your body to shift.
You know, I had a student the other day who told me, I have sleep problems. I said, what's your problem? She said, I wake up every morning at 2:30. I said, my God, I said, it's messed. Meditation is listen. I said, you should listen, or so you'll fall back to sleep. But God has messages for you.
Right.
The purpose of taking a walk or meditation or whatever is to listen to the messages that our higher power is trying to tell about our life. A woman walked down the aisle, and she told me, I got the message not to marry that man. I said, my God, what'd you do? So, well, I went ahead and married him. The wedding was pretty long. She said, it was the worst thing. He made love at one time, never again. Chris, I part. Real important to listen to the messages. And the only way you can listen to the messages is to take some time every day just for listening.
Right. That's very true. And I think after the shift, what will be most prominent will be that most people will be hooked into this internal guidance system, and that things will be a lot smoother in the outer world because of it.
Yeah, and all the lower vibrations will be gone. The inner
guidance system
and the inner self, and that's where we all need to go. The purpose of the Bach remedies is to help to heal the pain that rankles when you get still to go into the inner self. You feel all that pain, or when you hit the triggers, you feel all the pain. And some people just feel pain all the time. Some people feel body pain. That's one of my specialties, is helping people get... I had a guy get the body pain healed. I had a guy who had excruciating body pain. Total workaholic. Most workaholic I think I've seen in a long time. We treated, I think it could have been 6 months. He's no longer a workaholic at all. Slow, and he moves. He gets done, but he's no longer pushing. And the last time I talked to him, he has absolute pain. His pain was God trying to get him to quit being such a fanatic workaholic, and also to get some boundaries and learn to say no, and learn to have boundaries where people don't, you know.
I think now too, when people who are experiencing more fatigue and muscle aches through this shift, a lot of people have had a lot of success just taking magnesium malic acid, because the Krebs cycle, as you probably know, is our energy source within the mitochondria, and if we need more energy, if we're energy depleted, then we feel tired, and two of the things in the Krebs cycle are magnesium and malic acid, and of course there's some other things like coenzyme Q10 and L-carnitine. But if you take the components in the Krebs cycle that you're guided to take, on a daily basis, then your energy factories have the substrates they need to make energy. And I just think we're going into a time when we need more energy to make this shift we're making. And so feeding the cofactors and the basics of the Krebs cycle makes sense to me. I think that is one of the things you can do at a very basic level is make sure you have a little more substrate. And there's magnesium oil. There's lots of different ways to get magnesium, Epsom salt baths. But if you take too much, you'll get diarrhea, so be careful of that, orally anyway.
Right.
So, but that's some of the things that people can do if they're still tired, even though they're sleeping a lot and meditating.
That sounds good. I'll definitely go along with that.
So would you like to give your contact information?
We need to feed the body properly, to detoxify the toxins and to feed the body properly.
Yeah, that's true.
He said in my course, it's working through the emotional component.
Yeah, it's getting harder, though, to find food, especially in restaurants, that is okay to eat. That's what I found, especially after the Gulf fiasco. Seafood and a lot of the food is not real good for us anymore. So we muscle test when we go out to restaurants.
I have all my students eat primarily organic. I show them how to eat to get the most amount of. And they begin, and I breed in restaurants. I don't recommend it. First vegetarian organic restaurant in Northern California in the early 70s. Very honored to that. But I teach the organic, and that's a good place to begin, because if you feed the body, you need to detox the body, you need to, and as Grace Slick said, feed your mind. What do you feed your mind? Is spiritual grace and spiritual love coming down from a church or through your meditations or whatever. And also healing the dark shadow energies that are nipping at your heels and breaking and hurting your heart.
Yeah, I'm real pleased with the idea of the remedies. We've had Rescue Remedy here for a while, and some other remedies that we use a lot for people who are under tremendous stress, physical and or emotional, and in trauma. And the Rescue Remedy is just a combination of some of the remedies that deal with different aspects when your body goes into a kind of like a shock. You know, you get the cold hands and the loss of appetite and you have real physiological changes. And if you don't counter that, you can stay in that shock state for quite a while.
Exactly. The Rescue Remedy is for emotional shock. When I used to treat Marvin Gaye, I was very honored. I worked on movie stars when I was in L.A. Back in my 30s. And was murdered, I gave the whole family Rescue Remedy, asked them to take it every hour. They said that it really helped. I had a woman who her son had died, and she said that she'd go to use a bathroom in the morning, and she'd feel like screaming, and her heart was going to pound out of chest. I had her go take the Rescue Remedy real frequently, and then she would calm down. She sat there and organized it. All the women quit coming after a few weeks, but not after about 5 months. She sat there for 5 months on her couch and took Rescue Remedy. She told me that she processed the death of her child. She said, I've never met a woman who's ever processed it. She said, I processed it, and it's done. And she Rescue Remedy is for emotional trauma. It's also for physical trauma.
Right.
I had smashed my shin bone as bad as anybody smashed. And I took and put Rescue Remedy on it, two or three or four doses in a five-minute period. And I got up, and it was like it never happened.
Yeah.
The woman came to us with a broken bones. Her arms were broken. She said the doctors went to the said, you see the x-ray, you broke your arm in two places. Yeah. I said, explain to us why when we push on those areas, there is no pain. Well, she started using rescue immediately. She never had any pain. I had a tooth pulled, and I kept coating it with a sugar bottle. They pulled the tooth. I kept taking rescue. Pain at all. Rescue, real, wouldn't too long. It's five remedies. It's physical, to carry with you at all times, or emotional. A lot of us, people have shock and trauma from the past, the war, sexual abuse, and the ingredients for past shock and trauma that start at that time. But sometimes I'll just give people rescue remedy. I'll say, take this, you know, so free. So that is...
I have a question about what's coming up with the energies that... what I'm feeling is like spinning in my body, different chakras, and kind of like a feeling that you're getting filled up with energy, but it can get a little uncomfortable. And you know, I still have to operate, I still have to see patients, I treat patients who are real sick, so I still have to figure out how to treat them. Do you have remedies that might be good for this energetic?
Absolutely.
We're in
yeah,
right
we should
now.
Be able to take care of that. Let's talk offline, and we'll talk about that.
Okay.
There's a lot of ways that the energies disturb in the body, and in the mind. There's a lot of different ways. Generally, most of things can be balanced with the Bach if a person's willing and open to do it, if they're willing to work on themselves.
Yeah.
That's why I love
Well, I think it's temporary. I think it's just during this time period, because... It seems that way anyway, because other people in my meditation group are having the same symptoms. They're not that often, but they're occasionally it gets intense. But I'm thinking that it might get a little more intense.
We're having to adjust to channeling more energy, to holding more energy inside of us. We're having to adjust to all sorts of crazy things that we didn't have to adjust to last year.
Yeah, it's new.
I mean,
exactly. That's what I'm asking.
I have so little mundane stuff. I don't use the internet. I use television. I don't, I don't read books. I do read a little bit, but mainly I just spend my time adjusting and dealing with the energies that are flowing around me and through me. And it's all I can do to keep up with it, keep myself in balance.
Yeah. Well, sometimes I think I get out of balance more because I have very, very long surgeries, like sometimes 17 hours one day and 13 hours the next, and... Of course, we're using a lot of energy in surgery, as you can imagine. I mean, we're not just, it's just not physical energy, it's mental and emotional. So I think I just get depleted, you know. I think that, but I don't have the choice now to limit that, not right now anyway, because it's at the end of the year and everybody's trying to get in before their insurance deductibles go back up. it's like this almost every December, but this year seems to be worse because the people are sicker. They're more ill with the problems with their implants, their breast implants leaking chemicals, and then mold in breast implants. We were on Monsters Inside Me on Animal Planet with mold in breast implants. So a lot of women are deathly ill, and they've been told there's nothing they can do, and they're going to, you know, there's, and then they see the program, and then they go, oh my goodness, I know what's wrong with me, and they come in. So, but the surgery's difficult. You know, the surgery's not real easy, and it's and the patients are really, really sick. So, anyway, I probably just need to rest more. But it would be good to see if there's any remedies for this particular energetic thing going on.
Definitely, I will take rescue during surgery because you have to do really something real complicated. It's difficult. The rescue calms everything down.
Yeah,
have one of the guys in the room give it or something you're sipping on the rescue because it allows you to be calm during really heavy times.
Yeah, I don't have too much trouble with that. I think mine is more just exhaustion. Because I'm trying to do too much, but I'm in a situation where I can't just rest as much as I need to, you know. I mean, kind of like a war zone or something, you know. I'm sorry?
We can do some remedies that'll get that handled.
Okay, super.
Through God's grace.
And I think in January it won't be as busy. So
can I tell about my school and my offering?
Yes, please.
my school, the International Association of Homeopathy, I want to offer that at half price for Dr. Cole's listeners. If you're interested in learning healing, you can come and study with me. I set beside you, hold your hand, we talk, help you work through your issues over a one-year period. We talk each week or every other week by telephone, and I help you to learn how to heal yourself and how to heal other people. And we give a certified homeopath, certified herbal, certified nutrition consultant, and homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals. And as a one-time thing, I'm going to offer that at half price for those who call me.
That's very generous.
My phone number is 406-585-0774. And my website, drericlove.com, drericlove.com. Also, I am offering private sessions for those of you who would like remedies. I'll talk to you, make up remedies, send them to you, and you can get my books. I have three books, Physician, Heal Thyself, The Art of Healing, and The Personality Profiles of the Bach Remedies. But the biggest thing is I'm offering my class at half price, which is a time thing, honoring Dr. Cole and being on the program.
Thank you.
Again, it's 406-585-0774. Thank you, Dr.
Cole. We're coming up at the end of our hour. Would you like to do you have any words of wisdom for our listeners?
Well, can I read my poem?
Sure.
I wrote this the other day. What is this self? What about the self, the inner self, that you're supposed to know about? The secret ancient shadows that lurk behind the consciousness, behind the veil. What do I need to know about myself to learn and grasp within this snowstorm of the human life? What is this self? Who am I just behind the role, my act, that I would like to be? What is the self, the ancient self, that God has moved and given to me?
Well, that's great. That's the question, isn't it? Know thyself. I think Jesus said that.
That's the solution, and that's the...
It's actually why we're here. Because this plane, this third-dimensional plane, is different than our usual, where we usually reside. And the third-dimensional plane allows one to know aspects of oneself in ways that aren't possible in the higher dimensions, and also learn lessons that we can't learn in higher dimensions.
Lessons, right. So that's what we should be doing, is learning lessons and resolving things.
Right.
Everybody's after sex.
Right.
So my message is that you can heal yourself. There is a way to resolve these things that are bothering you, to heal your inner self. And that's what I teach in my school, is how to do this for yourself, because you need to learn to be able do this for yourself, by yourself.
Right. And then you can help others after that.
Yes.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Love, for being on with us. It's been a great interview, and I really enjoyed your book. We've been interviewing Dr. Eric Love with Physician Heal Thyself. It would really behoove anybody right now to learn about the Bach flower remedies and the other vibrational forms, including homeopathy, of dealing with things that are happening now. The Bach flower remedies are probably the best thing I've found to help the emotional component. It works very well without the problems that we see with the antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs, which basically, in my opinion, block one's spiritual growth, or you become addicted and can't get off of them, and that creates whole other problems. So thank you very much, Dr. Love, for joining us. Appreciate having you.
Thank you.
Next week, we're going to be interviewing Dr. Anna Marie Clement, Killer Clothes, How Seemingly Innocent Clothing Choices Endanger Your Health, and How to Protect Yourself. This is, in our series of talking about GMO foods, other problems with the food supply, the water supply, the chemtrails, things you need to be aware of in your environment that you can avoid pretty easily, and then decrease toxic load. And then One of my favorite people to interview, Marie Jones, is on the 29th of December. Her new book, 2013, End of Days or a New Beginning, Envisioning the World After the Events of 2012. Have a great week. Remember, you can have an end of the world party on Friday. That's what we're doing here at Plasticos. Say goodbye to the old world and welcome the new world, where we will start consciously processing all of these energies and creating the world we really want to live in, rather than having to dodge all the dangers in the current world. Again, Dr. Love, thank you very much for joining us. This is Dr. Susan Kolb with Temple of Health Radio Show. Join us next week.